We turn now to local sports here on KNKX. The Seahawks have begun cleaning house after a season in which they missed the playoffs for the first time in 6 years. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel talked about what happened this week and what's to come with 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick.
The Seahawks have let go offensive coordinator Daryl Bevel and assistant head coach Tom Cable, who is in charge of the offensive line. Quite a change for the fiercely loyal head coach Pete Carroll. Art, were these firings warranted?
Well, given the results, the case can be made. And I think there is a real trauma when Pete hired these guys, and they've been very loyal and got him to 2 Super Bowls. So there's a lot of reasons to keep them going. But really, what happened in December was a shocking blow, I think, to Carroll. Losing at home to the Los Angeles Rams, 42-7. And then having this terrible offensive production in the month where Carroll's teams always have shined. He's had the best record in the NFL in his time in December. But together, the games against the Rams and the Dallas Cowboys, they had 285 yards in total offense in 2 games. And then they started terribly in the first half against Arizona in the season finale, 24 yards of offense. And there was an episode that happened at halftime there that told the tale about the relationship between Russell Wilson and Daryl Bevel. He's been running for his life the last couple of years behind a mediocre offensive line. And that was happening in that first half of the Arizona game. And what Carroll said after the game, he said he confronted Russell sitting next to him in his locker at halftime. He didn't say exactly what, except that he's never spoken to Russell like that before. And what happened was, on the second half, the first drive, the Seahawks went 80 yards and 10 plays for a touchdown. And they made a game of it. They still lost, but that was a missed field goal and not necessarily anything to do with Russell's play, which again was superb in the fourth quarter. But that job was supposed to belong to Bevel to confront Wilson. And I think what happened is the relationship between the two, coach and player, had become collegial, friendly, to the point where confrontations were avoided. And I think that was a part, not the whole thing, but a part of the reason for the change.
Well, we're getting a peek behind the curtain. It's revealing some dysfunction, and fans may not be surprised due to the weak offensive line and the poor rushing that has been happening. But why both Bevel and Cable? Why get rid of both of them?
Well, they were a tandem that operated the offense together. And if Bevel's relationship with Wilson wasn't working well enough, and he was gone, and his successor comes in, and his successor says, well, can I hire my own guys, or do I have to keep Tom Cable? Well, the Cable was the assistant head coach, but his problem was that he was heavily involved in selecting the offensive linemen who haven't done well.
What does this house cleaning say about what the Seahawks will be doing in the offseason?
Well, I think there's still more to come in terms of changes, but it does set Pete Carroll up to say to his players, who are going to go through a similar change when free agency happens and when the draft happens, he said, we're accountable too, we being the coaches. And when he gets rid of players, it's going to be even a bigger house cleaning. Some veteran names are going to be going. So this is setting things up for many more changes that we're going to see. This is going to be a vastly different team, I think, in 2018 than what we saw in 2017.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. And he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.